Yeah, I'm Derek and I'm an addict.
Hi,
I am nervous. I was frightened to pick up the cup because I thought the water was going to spill over everyone. But I need to breathe as well, I think. It helped. I'm not as nervous as I have been when I've been doing shares. And what's been happening over the past few months, especially since January this year, is that I have this sort of like preamble, this sort of mantra that I say, and I'm going to say it, you know, now as well, is that, you know, I used for over 20 years consistently, and it got darker, darker, darker and darker, and I didn't think it could get any darker than what it did. You know, it got to the point where I'd only come out at night time. You know, I live in bat caves, and you know, in bat caves are places where I used. You know, there's claret up the wall, and there's all sorts of shit that goes on in this place. You know, and I lived in that, and I had my own flat. And I'm talking about when I came out at night, and I continued to do what I did to get my money in the morning. And I'm talking about the light coming out and 6-7 o'clock in the morning and meeting people coming out to go to work, you know, feeling so desolate, so alone, you know, literally crying. You know, I cried, I felt, you know, the drugs kind of sort of put that down. It wasn't so, so painful, but the pain was still extreme that I didn't think to myself, I know what I want to do, Derek. I want to clean up, yeah? And come to a meeting and sound really good, you know, literally come in a meeting and specifically share to sound good. That wasn't why I cleaned up, or even to be invited to go and do a share in a convention. That ain't what it was about. I just wanted that pain to stop, that existence that I was living. I just wanted that to stop. And I think what's happened over the last few months, as I was saying, that's grounded me. Just thinking about that, because sometimes I could be sat in a meeting and I'm hearing other people share, and it's, you know, they sound so good that, to the point that I think either I'm getting it wrong, or, you know, I don't sound as good as them, and all that gunk that goes on in my head. However, I realize why I'm actually here, and it's a privilege. It is a privilege to be sat here, because I have an extraordinary life compared to where I was. I do. I have an extraordinary life. And it is as a result of coming to meetings. It is as a result of, you know, not using first and foremost, you know, regardless of what happens, not using. And then doing some of the things that are suggested in there, like, you know, working with a sponsor, trying to practice the steps in all my affairs in my life, which, to be quite honest with you, although I've sort of formally done it, I think what I've had on my side was that I didn't pick up, you know, and that's always, you know, left me with a chance. You know, lots of things has happened. And if I talk about, like, you know, I realized, because before, well, I got clean before, you know, back in 96, and I went back out and I ended up on a mattress with all sort of like dog excrement all around me, and I wanted to die. I literally wanted to die because I didn't think I could get back in. Even my associates that I was with didn't want to come out with me because they thought I had a death wish. That's how terrible it was for me when I went back out, having come in there knowing that there was another way. Fortunately, I got back. I heard a lady share last night that, you know, she was at the point where she realized she had surrendered, that she wanted to kill herself because there was no other option. You know, she couldn't go and use. It was worse. So she thought the option was only left was to kill herself. And I can relate to that. That's how it felt to me. You know, but like I say, which was great what she said also, she would have killed the wrong person as she had done that. I relate with that, you know, and I'm sure my friends would say that. I'm sure my sponsor would say that, and I'm sure my work colleagues would say that, you know. I have an extraordinary life, and like I said, I didn't actually, you know, what's helped me this time around, because last time I went to meetings, I had 3 commitments, I spoke really well, like I was saying earlier on. You know, I sounded really well, and I ended up relapsing, you know, and couldn't come back. So this time when I've come back, I've actually put myself right in the middle, you know, and I spoke whatever my truth was at the time. I lived in Bournemouth, and I screamed in meetings how I hated all of them. I hated all of them. You know, I come from London, and I said I hated all of them. But in the same breath, I was able to say, but I wouldn't know what to do without yous. Because I had nowhere else to go. As far as I was concerned, I had nowhere else to go. You know, so I've done a few crazy things, like since cleaning up this time. I'm almost 7 years. You know, my friends, we have some laughs about it. And I was thinking about sharing about some of the crazy things, but I don't think I need to go there. But, you know, my head would say that, like, that's not what you do if you're in recovery. You know, you don't do that if you're in recovery, but I'm human, you know, and what's happened is I've stayed clean, I've continued to come to meetings, and like I said, I've formally wrote some steps, and when push has come to shove, right, I've actually tried, because I've sat in meetings and I've spoke to my sponsor and I spoke to my friends, I've tried to apply the spiritual principles in my life, you know, like first and foremost, we talk about honesty, acceptance and stuff like that, having some hope, you know. I've tried, but what's happened since January is that, you know, a string of events has happened. You know, I split up with my partner that I was with for 26 years. Then what happened was is that, you know, I've been studying as well, studying full-time and working full-time. And you can do that, like, it's one day, but it's full-time, the studying. And also, I'd wrote another step four that took me some while to write, and I really sort of was thorough within this step four and did my step five. Also, I went bankrupt, and the funny thing was is that where I was at the time, because this relationship that I'd split up in, I thought, we tried. Since I've been clean, we've tried to sort of work at it. Well, I think we've tried. Maybe I could have done a bit more, but I hadn't. Maybe not. But we split up, and I went straight into another relationship. And I said to my mates, and I spoke to my sponsor, you know, I can grieve the loss of my relationship while I'm in another one. And they didn't say anything. They left me to it. And I'm sure if I'd said that to my sponsor or I'd said it to my mates and it was something where they saw, you know, because this is me sharing where I'm at. If they saw that, you know, what I was doing was going to be quite detrimental to my recovery, I'm talking about going back out and using and going completely insane, I'm sure, and I would have hoped they would have said, well, actually, Derek, you're talking a lot of rubbish. You know, so anyway, what happened was is I found that within 4 weeks I went insane in this relationship. So I come out and did the floodgates open. You know, I was sat, you know, my sponsor just left me. I was sat in a pub watching football. It was packed to the rims and was talking to a friend of mine in Bournemouth and I'm crying. I'm walking down Kensington High Street. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about I had no control over how I felt. I was walking down Kensington High Street. People were breaking their necks, you know, looking because I was crying. But what's happened, even with that, and my another thing happened, my daughter was going to give me my first, you know, have my first grandchild, and she had preeclampsia, and the baby died 8 weeks before she was born. But what's happened, I've been able to be there for my daughter. It wasn't actually about me, and I realized that speaking to my friends and my sponsor, it was about my daughter. So what's happened is what I've realized is that now, because I've stayed clean, I think my pain has been like a fertilizer to my growth, and I've now started to actually apply these principles, you know, like more readily in my life. And as a result, I think, especially as doing my step five, moving into a step six, is like all I really want is some peace. Peace of mind. And in order to do that, I need to see it. The work that I do, I need to see what it is that gets in the way of that. You know, like my envy, my lust, my anger, and all those defects that we talk about. And I'm already, before I even started to write, I'm starting to see that and trying to apply some principles of, in my life. You know, like I say, I have an extraordinary life, and it is as a result of me doing the work that is in here. You know, because I have to do it. Before, I used to think, and like I said, what was my saving grace is that I didn't pick up. But now I actually do some action, I do it, and you know, I feel a real sense of freedom, I do. You know, even on my own, I feel special. I do feel special. I'm starting to believe that. You know, I'm starting to believe that I can do things that I didn't think I could before. You know, but I hope somebody's got something out of that, and I'm gonna finish up there, thanks.